From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Missouri Republicans gathered in Cleveland say they are increasingly confident that Donald Trump will carry the state in November. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis has details.
Congressman Sam Graves represents much of rural northern Missouri, and he says it's already Trump territory.
Well, in my part of the state, he's walking away with it. You know, he's running about 75% favorable, and we're seeing that throughout the rural part of Missouri.
Such strong rural support could make it impossible for Democrat Hillary Clinton to carry Missouri, and a huge Trump edge could boost other Republicans on the ballot. But Graves warns that Trump may spend his money in other states where Clinton is stronger. That could curb Trump's benefit here. Reporting from the Republican National Convention, I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.
A new survey of police officers in Columbia suggests that morale within the department is, quote, extraordinarily low. The survey was conducted at the beginning of June by the Columbia Police Officer Association, who represents over 90% of officers and sergeants in the Columbia Police Department. Around 78% of survey respondents said that the morale has gotten somewhat or significantly worse in the past 3 to 5 years. CPOA Director Dale Roberts said in a press release that the Columbia Police Department is, quote, in crisis and that immediate action is necessary. Police Chief Ken Burton said in a separate press release that he'd like to hire more officers to help alleviate some of the scheduling issues, but noted that the department needs more money to do so. Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander says a court-ordered change to a proposed tobacco tax is not enough to disqualify it from the ballot. Kander told local election authorities on Monday to continue verifying petition signatures submitted for the proposal. If the measure has enough valid signatures, Kander says he will certify it for the November ballot. The measure proposes a gradual 60-cent increase to the state's cigarette tax of 17 cents a pack. It also proposes a 67-cent a pack fee on companies that were not part of a 1998 settlement between states and big tobacco companies. The opponent's attorney, Chuck Hatfield, says he will likely sue again if Kander certifies the measure for the ballot. I'm Tyler Radkisson, KBIA News.